彭博社网站报道，日前最有效的抗击埃博拉病毒的方法只有一个，那就是大量喝水。Bloomberg.com reports, the best medical advice for surviving Ebola right now might fit in one word, drink. With targeted drugs and vaccines at least months away, doctors and public health experts are learning from Ebola survivors what simple steps help them beat the infection. Turns out drinking 4 liters or more of rehydration solutions a day, a challenge for anyone and especially those racked by relentless bouts of vomiting,is crucial. Simon Mardell, an emergency room doctor advising the World Health Organization on Ebola in Sierra Leone, said when people are infected, they get dry as a crisp really quickly. Then the tragedy is that they don't want to drink.
Yet aggressive fluid replacement was deemed critical in saving 2 American healthcare workers with Ebola at the Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. That's according to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week.
So, drinking plenty of fluid actually helps ward off Ebola infection?
Well, yeah. No, not ward it off.
Well, at least the most...
If you've got it, and you've got more chance of living if you don't get dehydrated. It makes sense, doesn't it, really?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about a joke about a girl's complaint on their boyfriends who don't seem to care about themselves, don't care about the girls. Because whenever the boy wants to say something nice to the girls, they say, drink plenty of water, it's good for you.
What?
Yes.
I don't follow it, but anyway. Really? Why do they say that?
Well, it seems they have no other... It seems the girls are complaining that the boys can't think of any more romantic ways to make them feel better. Except saying...
Well, tell them to drink
water.
More water.
Yes. Well, we all believe that water is good for you.
Well, I mean, aren't we 9/10 water, our bodies, or 2/3, or is that the world itself? I think the earth is 2/3 covered in water, mm-hmm. and the human body is 9/10 water.
So it makes sense to drown yourself in water.
Well, not to go quite so far, but to drink plenty of it, I think. Not just when, if you've got Ebola, then it's the last thing you've got to worry about, I think, really. You let the doctors take care of you. But just in our day-to-day lives, I mean, don't people say that we should be drinking between 1 and 2 litres of water a day mm-hmm. just to stay healthy?
Yes.
And the problem is that a lot of people drink coffee or tea, and they say that they're drinking the right amount of water.
I don't think so.
Those things dry you out.
They make you even more thirsty.
Yeah, they do. They dry out your body. They're called diuretics, and so they dry out the body. And patients in Liberia lost 5 litres of water a day, and so that's why it's so important to top up the water if people are diagnosed with that.